Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss our upcoming rave plans to celebrate my 30th birthday, Shane Dawson's engagement and cat drama, J.K. Rowling ruining Hogwarts, the Forrest Gump sequel that almost happened, and Corey tries to remember the Ten Commandments live on the podcast. Also, before we get into anything, I need to remind all the little cycle babies out there that I am going to be speaking at two universities coming up. I am speaking on March 29th at the University of Nebraska. Again, that's March 29th. And I am going to be at the University of Pittsburgh on April 8th. So if you're in Pittsburgh or if you're in Nebraska, I would love if you came. Find out details on my Twitter or on my anywhere. I guess Google it or find it on your university's website or I don't know. If you're around that area, I hope that you can make it. I would love to see you. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Podcast, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hi, Tyler.
Hello, Corey. Happy spring.
Oh my god, bitch. Spring has sprung in San Francisco. I was telling
spring
me...
been sprung, bitch.
Already been sprung. I've been telling all my friends that this warm weather in San Francisco really has me wanting to climb the walls and foam at the mouth.
Yeah, you texted me that the other day, and I thought it was just a one-time thing, but apparently now it's just a constant.
No, bitch. You know how I love fun. Mm.
I did hear
and
that.
You know how I'm always on my best behavior. Mm. Well, guess what? Now I'm no longer on my best behavior. I want to climb the walls and foam at the mouth.
Okay, great. When was the last time you foamed at the mouth? Have you ever foamed at the mouth?
And I'm seeing you this weekend, so good luck to you.
Is that going to be the next time you foam at the mouth?
We're T-minus 2 days, baby, for me foaming at the mouth.
Oh, God.
That's all I'm getting you for your birthday is me foaming at the mouth. I'm going to ring your doorbell and be standing on your stoop and just foaming at the mouth.
Well, please include a gift receipt.
Baby, rabies are in. Baby rabies are in, baby rabies.
Okay. I feel like baby rabies is...
Is your drag name?
It could be your... I think it's not necessarily your drag name, but maybe it's your rave persona.
Baby rabies. Well, I do love to wander when at a rave. Gotta do a lap. Gotta check out the locals.
We're going to a rave this Friday when this episode comes out.
I hate that you call it a rave. Is this a certified rave?
It's a festival, but like it leans into the rave of it all.
What do the Yelp reviews say?
Well, just you wait till you see. Last year we went on a whim and we didn't know what to expect. We showed up and people were ready. It was everything that I had thought, what I had perceived raves to be.
Well, can you tuck in a mesh shirt?
Tuck it. I thought you were saying, can you tuck while in a dress or mesh shirt?
well, that too. I'm gonna be. I think a tucked mesh shirt would look good. Maybe a French tuck.
Not a French tuck.
I'm wearing a French tucked mesh shirt to the rave, and if you're not ready for it,
we went shopping for rave items and things and goodies and accessories and clothing items and blah blah blah. Nick found a delightful rainbow wing situation. It's not like wings like you put around your shoulders. It's more like you put like an
hook
elastic,
it to your fingers.
You hook it to your fingers so that you can like you know.
It, you I can want kind one of those.
It. I loved it and I was very jealous that he found it on the sale right before me. And then. But I think it can be a sister pants situation. So maybe it's like the wings
trade
can make
the butterfly
their way.
Wings.
Yeah.
When I was in Turks and Caicos last November, there was like a parade at the hotel for like the kids to meet like Elmo and shit. And there were these women that were dressed in like full butterfly garb with like lights and like what's that called? The like when it's like a light and it's lit up.
A flashlight?
You know. No, it's called, it's like, I want to say iridescent, but that's not it. What's it called? You know, everyone.
Lights light up? Iridescent.
Yeah. No, those like, what are those?
Baby, I don't know. Glow in the dark?
You talk so that I can type because my brain can't.
Well, while we're on the topic of iridescent, Anthony, when we were rave clothing shopping, he found some rave goggles, like straight up goggles with spikes on them, and they're iridescent. And he was very self-conscious because he says he's never been to a rave. He's never been to a festival. He doesn't know what he's supposed to be wearing. I said, baby, just live your dream. Do whatever you want. Wear whatever guides you. The bigger, the better, the brighter, the better you're going to live your life. If it's like, you don't want to show up and feel like you're underdressed.
Yeah, bitch, I was looking for the word fiber optic.
Okay, well, I was not going to come up with fiber optic. Fiber optic. Well, bitch,
they were like fiber optic wing, like butterfly moments, and these women were lit, and I thought, bitch, that's what I need for a rave.
I feel like you're the type to show up with the gloves with the little lights on the fingertips.
Are you kidding?
and sit in the corner and just look at your hands. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Untuck It. Do you ever wonder why traditional button-ups look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. I got a couple of the shirts from the website, and I really love them. I feel like I have a shorter torso than usual, and I am not a very tall person. So I feel like I have had the problem of, like, I want to wear dress shirts untucked, but I've always felt like, okay, I guess I have to get this tailored or get a really small size. These shirts are perfectly sized. It's literally exactly as they describe. It's the perfect fit, plus it's the perfect length if you want to wear it untucked. It's literally exactly how you want it to be. So you can try an Untuck It shirt at one of Untuck It's 50 stores or go to untuckit.com to get started. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the US, and you can save 20% off your first order by using the code PSYCHO at checkout. Again, that is untuckit.com, promo code PSYCHO. Thank you, Untuck It, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip.
Are you ready to are you ready to hear my story about, you're not going to love this story.
What?
So I ordered all my clothing from this little website called ASOS.
And of course it's going to show up 3 weeks from now.
No, I paid the $5 extra to get that shit on time. Mm. And then it was supposed to be delivered on Monday, and lo and behold, nothing arrived. So I called FedEx and they're all, yeah, well, when the box showed up to our shipping facility, it was empty.
What?
And they're like, so we're not going to deliver you an empty box. So I'm like, right. So did you send the box back to ASOS? And they're all like, no, not yet. And I'm all like, why not? So then I called and yelled at ASOS and was like, my clothes aren't going to be here and you just ruined my weekend and now I have nothing to wear. And they said, well, baby, we can't even process the refund until FedEx sends the empty box back. And I thought, y'all are just sitting there stealing my money.
Oh my God. Honey. Well, also, ASOS is a great option. I wish that I had thought of that. Bitch, ASOS has a lot of good rave stuff.
I want to send you all the items that I had picked out. It had a crop top mesh midriff belly shirt. I had these cool, cute, well,
shorts. What I like about this event that we're going to for my birthday is it's called Beyond Wonderland, and it's in the world of Coachella, but less sceney as Coachella. Like, everyone goes there in looks, but nobody's really making content about it.
One's taking a picture by a Ferris wheel?
Right. I don't remember it being, like, a content moment. But, like, everyone's, like, living their best life.
Is that because you lost your phone last year at it?
I will say in the first 5 minutes last year, I did lose my phone. So maybe that's why I don't remember being
That's why it wasn't a content-driven
But I don't want this to be a content moment either. I want everyone to be off their phones, living their life. Like, I want all of us to check our phones into a locker.
On one,
yes.
I'm ready.
I found some good things, some shimmery iridescent things. I found some accessories. I purchased enough things that it came with a free FWAP fan, if
what?
You will.
I wish I had like goggles to wear, like fucking little steampunk goggles.
That's what Anthony bought.
Oh, was that
you weren't listening?
Googling
that's when you were yes, that's when you were Googling fiber optics. So, just to recap, you missed a lot.
Well, bitch, all I'm gonna be there. I am in my mesh shirt with a French tuck, borrowing everyone else's shit.
What's the deal with the French tuck? I get that it was like Tan's thing on Queer Eye, and now bitch, Tan is all about the like oversized belt around the
around the like torso, not even the hips.
I guess, whatever. People can do what they
want. We've given those boys a lot of rope, and they're starting to hang themselves.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
With their decision-making.
Sure.
And that's coming from someone who's gotten stoned every night this week and watched Queer Eye by myself on the couch.
I just got a text. You'll never guess who it's from.
Jesus, probably one of these critters that's coming to the rave with us.
There are... No. It's from a YouTuber who has a book coming soon. I'm trying to give you hints so that you can guess. I'm a blurb.
I know what's going on with YouTubers.
I'm a blurb on her book. You don't know?
Is it Miranda Sings' baby?
No. What's the baby's name again? I couldn't tell you. No, Gigi Gorgeous. She just texted me about her upcoming wedding. She needed my address. Apparently, I'm getting invited to the wedding. Oh my God. It seems to be the wedding of the century. But YouTubers are getting engaged and married left and right. Did you see who just got engaged?
No, Joey and Daniel?
No, good guess.
I mean, I know Hannah got engaged.
Hannah's engaged, Gigi's engaged, and now Shane Dawson's engaged.
Oh, wow.
Did you see? Oh, wow. No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I take it you're not getting invited to the wedding.
Bitch, I'm more curious to know if he came on his cat.
I simply must change the subject.
Didn't you see his tweet?
As someone who's always looking
for something to put in the intro of our episodes to get people to listen, you don't think discussing Shane Dawson, whether or not he came on his cat, is the zhuzh, is the biz? Between that and fucking J.K. Rowling saying that someone, Dumbledore, rimmed somebody or whatever she said this week, I'm like, what is going on in the internet?
So, to change
legally,
the subject.
legally, you cannot comment, is that?
We've all said stupid things and then had them. I am petrified of what the psychobabble, what the psychobabble historians could pull up about us talking about cats. So we're not even going to touch that.
And that's the cat on cat.
And that's the cat on cat. Okay.
Well, what are we going to fill the last 20 minutes of the podcast with if not Shane Dawson's cat? I didn't even know he had a cat.
The reason I was going to
put... I thought his cat was cat-rific.
I didn't... I am changing the subject. The point of me bringing up Shane Dawson getting engaged was... So clearly you didn't see the picture of him proposing.
No.
I love. It's beautiful. Whatever. Great. Okay. Wonder.
Was he in front of that knit heart, yarn heart on the fence that every LA person's Instagrammed about?
No. The only thing that raised an eyebrow for me, I know that they're madly in love, so the engagement didn't seem that crazy or out of place. I thought, good for them, whatever, love is love, legalize it. What I found curious was,
part that of me the wants cat's to, in the wedding.
No, shut up. That this is in no way a critique. He can do it however he wants to do it, but he was down on both knees.
He proposed, I couldn't tell you his boyfriend or fiance's name.
Ryland.
Okay, sure. I know, I could pick him out of
sure,
a lineup.
I'm telling you the truth.
You didn't say that with like any sort of confidence.
Because I don't know if I've ever talked. I think we've interacted maybe like a couple times. I don't know.
Did he block you on Grindr?
No, but we did talk on Grindr once. Years and years and years ago.
Bitch,
anyway,
who haven't you talked to on Grindr once?
Anyway, I was perplexed at the double down of the knees.
Some people got weak ankles.
I know. Shane does not have a wink. Oh, I can't even
I'm
say
I'm not
a
saying anything
ankle.
Bad about him having weak ankles. I'm just saying some people have it.
I am really nervous because you know what I did buy.
I don't
buy?
Know why this hey, sounds like I'm shading him, but
we're
I'm
really
not.
Gonna,
I'm just
we're really going
to
change
to the bottom
here.
Of
Shane,
this
Shane, congratulations on your engagement. Ryland, congratulations on your engagement. I love the double down knee. There, no shade. I just found it curious.
Risk taking in 2019.
It was a risk. It was a risk, and it paid off. So you know what? We support.
And that just gave us a whole minute of content.
Anyway, speaking of weak ankles, you really gave me an out. Okay. You gave me an out, and I'll take it. So there I was at Forever 21 at the Beverly Center. You know
what? Your first mistake.
Well, I was a little bit spooked because you did see, and all respect to those who
do they still have the edible arrangements at the Beverly Center?
I can't tell you that, but somebody recently became a psycho ghostie at the Beverly Center in the Forever 21.
No,
in the dressing room, he decided it was no longer his time. So, but we're not going to joke about that. But it was in the news, and I've been wary of the Forever 21 dressing room ever since. But there I was. What? I let me just, you don't have to respond.
I don't
to
even
any
know
that.
Where this story's going at all. Are you saying somebody died in the Forever 21 dressing room?
Yes, and I'm not going to joke about it. But
I don't know if you're being serious or not.
It's a true story. Somebody decided to complete suicide at the Forever 21 dressing room. Anyway, there I was this weekend shopping for rave clothes.
And it was in the news in LA?
Yes, it was trending on Twitter. Anyway, I was in the dressing room and I was very spooked as I was trying on leggings and high heels.
I wouldn't even go in there. Why would you go in there?
I needed to try on these leggings.
I would have.
And I felt very much a flutter in my heart.
I hope they had some sage at that Forever 21.
Well, I don't know if they do.
To just clean out all the ghosts.
Anyway, so I was trying on these platform iridescent shoes at Forever 21, and I thought, I'm going to roll my ankle.
You're wearing high heels to the rave?
Maybe. I don't know. They're more of platforms. They're platform.
I did those black leather heel boots that you gave me that are not real leather. You remember? The ones from your video?
The Mean Girls dancing video, yes.
Well, it wouldn't fit in my suitcase when I was last there for New Year's Eve, so I hid them on the top shelf of your closet in the guest bedroom, and I thought, I'll get them next time.
Are you going to wear them to the rave?
I could.
They're really not that uncomfortable, to be honest.
I agree. I was just walking all around. I could wear them.
That's not a bad idea, actually. And I think I donated.
Will they go with my steampunk goggles?
I think they will. And the thwop. What is it called? Fan. I don't know if I donated those, though. I may have found them and donated them.
I put them way up high where you couldn't reach.
I was on a fury of finding things to donate, and I took everything to the Los Angeles LGBT
Center. Yeah, I think
Center.
I helped you pack your car for that.
Maybe, but somebody somewhere might have those boots.
Fingers
and it might not
crossed.
Be
wow. That's pretty rude. Pretty rude.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Just choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Want even more for your website? You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or create an event. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your site with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. To get started, you can go to Wix.com. That is Wix.com/Psychobabble, and you'll get 10% off. Again, Wix.com/Psychobabble for 10% off. We love you, Wix, here at the podcast. Now back to the gossip.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You know what else is rude?
What?
I literally was coming home to do this podcast recording, and somebody asked me to come have sex with them, and I had to say no.
Jesus.
To fucking do the podcast.
Wow.
And I deleted all apps about dating and sex from my phone at the start of January, and I have kept them off my phone. So when somebody asks me to have sex, I should say yes. But yeah, here I am.
Well,
talking to you.
People, do you appreciate the commitment? Here Corey right? is on both of his knees for y'all.
I'm 34 and alone again on Easter, but I could have been having sex.
Well, how has 34 been so far?
Well, it's been like, what, 3 weeks? Twice, yeah. I've had to write my age, and I wrote 33 and then thought, oh, not it.
You know who never got a chance to write 34?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Could Jesus write?
I don't know. Was he legible? Could he read?
I mean, it seems like everyone else wrote down his stories for him. That's not like it was his journal. It's like his disciples did it. So could Jesus even write?
Do you think his, do you think he
it's
crossed?
Not right, but it's okay.
Do you think he crossed his T's?
Oh my God. You can't
himself?
When he dotted his eyes.
I was just going to say, do you think he dotted his eyes? With a heart. We are on the same page.
Well, we are play cousins.
Page one of the Bible. That's the page. I don't know if he wrote anything. I don't know if he could write. I don't know. They didn't have cursive back then. When did cursive come about?
Bitch, you can't write cursive when you're chiseling into a stone.
Is that how Jesus wrote? Did they not have paper? How primitive.
Bitch, didn't Moses have like heavy rocks that he carved stuff into and he held up tablets of stone?
Ten Commandments, baby.
And he was all... Yeah.
Can you name the Ten Commandments?
Yes, bitch.
Go on with it.
Do you want them in order? Because that you're not going to
Can you really do them in order?
No. Okay. Thou shalt not kill.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to see if you can really do them all. Okay, kill is definitely one of them.
Like, you know when you're
Kill is number six, and I remember that because 666.
Well, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain.
Yes.
Thou shalt not steal.
That one's pretty stupid. That one's a little bit like, okay, God.
Well, I saw this Tumblr post that was like, maybe instead of it really being about people saying like, God damn, it's actually about people like
talking
Trump
shit about God?
Using the Bible to like manipulate.
Oh, I agree with that.
It was, I mean, this Tumblr post I saw said it much better than I did. But it's all, do not kill, do not steal, do not covet the neighbor's wife.
Yes.
Do not take the Lord's name in vain. You shall worship no other gods but me.
Damn, you're killing it. Yeah, go
it's
on.
It's all, do not commit adultery.
Uh-huh. Are you Googling them?
No.
Okay, good.
And then it's all an eye for an eye and don't suck dick, gay people suck.
You were very close. You were very close. You missed don't bear false witness. What's that about?
Be a liar. Okay, don't be a liar, sure. Bitch.
Don't lie about anybody. keep the Sabbath on the day. Keep Sabbath day holy.
Well, Sabbath Sunday holy, baby.
that's one I would say you do not follow. You shall make no idols.
Well, unless it's a fake idol on Survivor. That's
or
legal.
A Sarah Bareilles or a Kelly Clarkson.
You mean Mascara Bareilles?
Mascara Bareilles. And then the final one you missed was honor your mother and father. Do you do that?
Oh, real bitch, I honor everybody. I bring honor to them all.
Wow.
Just like Mulan.
You know what? You could have carried those tablets up yourself. That mom.
Well, you know, like when you're writing out a birthday card for someone, well, not you, because you don't believe really in that sort of
I do
thing.
Not believe in that. I truly
But you know,
don't.
When you're like writing out a card and you really think, oh, fuck. Like, am I going to leave enough room? And then you never leave enough room. And then at the very end, you're writing very tiny because you ran out of room with your big ass calligraphy.
Okay.
Well, like, do you think Moses did that?
Let me tell you. You're about to lose me.
Bitch, do you think Moses did that on those tombs where he was all, thou shall not kill? And by the time he got to whatever number 10 is, he had to write it all tiny-like because he only had one big stone and he didn't space appropriately.
Maybe he ran out of room and it was supposed to be an 11th commandment. Maybe there was supposed to be one other or a couple more. I think he ran out of room, that bitch.
Can we talk about how you keep pulling your tank top over your shoulder like an asymmetrical, like, lesbian, like, tennis moment? I mean, or a woman tennis moment in general.
You know what? Don't judge me. This is a look.
Well, bitch, your nipple is inches away from being peekaboo streak.
No, it's not. Anyway, Corey, did you hear the new Lizzo Missy Elliott song?
No.
I've only seen
Lizzo on the Tyler Henry show. Did I already tell you that?
No. Was it good?
Yeah, she loved him.
You know, I make a cameo in the Tyler Henry show.
This is what you keep saying to me, and I don't believe you.
If you show up
on my TV, I'm gonna scream.
It's gonna be when you least expect it, because honestly, it was very random, and I'm not even gonna know when it's gonna happen, and then I'm gonna get
What if it gets cut? What if that just would be your rude. Acting skills weren't that good?
It's not acting. It's all real.
Oh.
We cool. bumped into each other, and he was with his whole crew. So, like, you'll see.
Well, shit. Anyway. How many people were you riding deep with?
What? Does that mean? Know.
Like, how many were rolling deep in your party?
I was just me.
Oh.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Talkspace. We all need someone to talk to, a person who can support us through rough patches or even the everyday ups and downs of life, and that is where Talkspace comes in. Talkspace online therapy makes taking care of your mental health more affordable and convenient than ever before. You just provide your preferences for therapy, and Talkspace will match with one of 4,000 therapists the very same day. Then you send your therapist unlimited text, audio, picture, or video messages from anywhere at any time. No matter what you're going through, you are not alone, so you can join more than 1 million who feel happier through Talkspace. Talkspace has more than 4,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing the challenges that we all face. So to match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com and be sure to use the promo code Tyler for $45 off your first month. Again, that's promo code Tyler at Talkspace.com. Thank you for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Now back to the gossip.
Solo? Ride in Solo by Jason Derulo?
Speaking of riding solo, Corey, you just gave me a perfect transition, and I'm going to give it to you because you're going to appreciate this.
Let's hear it, baby.
You're training for something really big right now. What are you training for?
Oh, yeah. I'm training for the AIDS Life Cycle ride, and I'm going to ride my BC Clayta from San Francisco to L.A., in June, and I'm very excited.
What's the premise of the AIDS Life Cycle thing?
So AIDS Life Cycle raises money for the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the Los Angeles LGBT Center in an effort to fight to end HIV and AIDS. And they've been doing it forever, because I heard about it when I first moved to San Francisco in 2011 with you. And I thought, that's always something I wanted to do. And so I'm finally doing it this year. And I'm trying to raise $3,000, and there is a pinned tweet on my Twitter, and there is a link in my Instagram bio if you want to go and donate. Every dollar helps, and I would love you forever.
That's amazing. I have to make my donation today then.
Oh my God. I just posted about it on Facebook. I started like tweeting it and stuff. I had to buy a bike and go through all that, but I'm super excited. And you know that I run all the time, and like actually biking has been a nice break from running all the time. And it's a little scary sometimes in San Francisco, because I realized I grew up in Michigan where you could just like ride your bike in the street and nobody gave a fuck. And now in San Francisco, I'm all like going in between cars, but
that's,
I've got a cute
helmet. Like, that is terrifying. That is very scary for me. There are ways to get involved. You can be a cyclist like you're doing. You can help along the road. You can raise money online if you want to do your own fundraiser. But yes, if you're listening, if you're a cycle baby,
sweet to bring this up.
Well, yeah, bitch, I'm proud of you. This is amazing. If you're listening, you should go donate. Again, it's on Corey's Twitter. How do you spell your name, Corey?
It's at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl. And yeah, it's my pinned tweet has a link to the donation page. And then also on Instagram at Corey Kuhl, KoreyKuhl. The link in the bio on my main page will probably be the donation link until June when we leave for the ride.
Well, I feel like we should, everyone that's listening, go help Corey raise the amount of money so he doesn't have to stress about it, because you do have to raise a certain amount of money to do it, don't you?
Yeah, you have to. I know. Yeah, you have. The minimum is $3,000. I would love to raise more than that, but to be eligible to actually participate in the ride, you have to raise at least $3,000. Which is exciting.
I feel like if you're listening right now, go, if you donate what you can, it's not always about donating the most. It's about donating what you can. If everyone gave like a buck, bam, we'd be there like that. So
shit, you're actually right. We probably would.
If you're listening, go donate.
I know. And then I'm so excited because, the race ends in LA and then I'll get to have a little weekend with you after I arrive in the city.
Oh, how grand.
I will arrive at your door, foaming at the mouth and ready to climb the walls.
Wonderful. Corey, I'm done promoting that for you. I want to talk about something that's very pressing right now.
Is it about how I went to the Cerebrellis concert and it was everything?
No, but I think you just covered that, so we're going to move along right over it. Did you see? What?
Some girl standing right next to me at the Cerebrellis concert fainted during the second song, and there was a big hubbub about it, and I almost had to turn. I realize this is a really dick move thing, but every ounce of my being wanted to shush the people. I didn't. You just know how important Sarah is to me, and she was playing new music, and there was a big shuffle.
How can you shame somebody for fainting at a Cerebrellis concert when I feel like that's very something you would do?
I know. My friend Jake was like, he thought I was trying to tell him that I fainted, and he was like, if you tell me one more story about you fainting at a concert. But turns out it was just the bitch next to me. Heard she was all right, though. I did follow up with her friends, and they said she was better.
Oh, thank God.
I'm a good person.
Well, I kind of had a transition to our final topic that has to do with AIDS life cycle. And I think I can make the jump.
Make the leap. Here, well, go for it.
Have you heard about the Forrest Gump sequel that was meant to happen but didn't happen?
What? No, I didn't.
Well, the person who, they wrote a sequel for it, and the dude who wrote it, the screenwriter, turned it in, I think 2 days before 9/11 happened, and then they scrapped it because of 9/11. So, do you want to know some of the plot points that were going to happen in the sequel to Forrest Gump?
Does Forrest Gump die or does Jenny die? Spoiler alert.
I won't answer it, and then Jenny, they won't dies. Have
okay, I remember okay, now. So go. Wait, it ends with Jenny's dead, Jenny. And Forrest gets little Forrest, or does he get little Forrest?
Yes,
he gets the kid from The Ring. No, the kid from Sixth Sense.
Yes, and then in the sequel,
they live in Mama's mansion.
In the sequel, Forrest.
Don't tell me the kid is all grown up.
Forrest's
is
son
it
has,
like Homeward
Forrest's
Bound?
Son has.
You know what I say about baby movies and animal movies? The sequel always takes them to New York City.
Well, they don't go to New York City. Instead, Forrest's son has AIDS.
Well, because Jenny had AIDS, right?
Right. Forrest.
Or HIV.
Forrest hitches a ride in the bed. See, that was my jump from the last topic. Thank
How
you.
How old is the Forrest?
I don't know.
Little
Forrest. Forrest hitches a ride in the backseat of OJ's Bronco.
No, you're lying.
And Forrest,
this is not real.
No, this is all real. And Forrest becomes a bingo caller at a Native American, what's it called?
Casino?
Casino. So that's what we missed by not getting the sequel.
Well, how do we feel? I want to know who wrote this.
This, I think the same dude that did the first one.
Well, shit.
And then they scrapped it because of 9/11. And what am I to do with all of that?
Did Little Forrest go to Bubblegum Shrimp Company?
Some things we'll never know.
Did he have to flip over the sign that's all, stop, Forrest, stop, run, Forrest, run when you're ready to order?
I don't.
That's a lot. That's always like flipping over a fucking license plate, and
Jesus,
it's heavy,
Christ.
And it makes a big noise, and it's like bumping into the silverware container and the ketchup, and you're all, stop, Forrest, stop.
Well,
you know, they've got one at the Cancun airport.
I don't know.
I do know.
All I know is that the dude that wrote this also wrote the original, and he won an Academy Award for it. So,
well, yeah, we almost that movie won a lot. It was famous. It was good. It won a Grammy. No, it won an Oscar.
I can't believe we didn't have time to get to the topic that I really prepped you for.
What was it?
We'll touch it next time.
You know, I have one thing on my list of stuff to talk about that's been here for weeks.
What? Wait, save it for next time. We gotta go.
No, don't you want to know?
No, I don't want to know. Well, you hint what your topic is.
I guess we'll save it. Tune in next week.
No, hint what it is.
Oh,
and we'll be sure to cover it next time.
It's something that Tyler would really like.
Okay, something about Pokemon. Mine,
no, that we didn't get a chance to touch on.
We didn't get a touch on the one that I prepped you for, which was, Corey, please brainstorm your top three cereals of all time.
Oh, fuck.
We'll touch that next week.
We're just leaving that?
We're going to leave it, because there's something big that it has to do.
Is this like when a dog's being bad and the owners all leave it?
Leave it. Keep it. Leave it.
You can leave it.
Corey, I'll see you in a couple days. Well, where can people find you?
I already gave them all my handles. Hopefully they listened to it this far.
Cool. I'm Tyler Oakley, TYLEROAKLEY. Thank you for listening. Listen on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever, and let us know what you think.
And yeah, like, what'd you say? Cool. Have a fun day, audience, listeners.
Okay, cool. Great. Bye.
Bye.